Yo, what the heck is going on, kind of funny best friends? It's your guy, Snowbike Mike, taking over today's Gregway for this lovely Tuesday here in November. I believe it's November 28th, and gosh darn it, we got a fun one, gang. Of course, thank you for your support over on Patreon. You know that I'm sure Greg does it all the time, but I always like to say thank you to each and every one of you, and make sure to acknowledge all of you out there that support us over on Patreon and help keep the lights and mics on, but most importantly, get the opportunity to enjoy daily Greg Ways. I love the vlog series. I love where we can just go and hang out with Greg. He can share things about his day, his life, the future, whatever. And so I just always like to start this off with thank you to each and every one of you out there for supporting and helping us on this fun content journey that we're sharing. Gang, we got a lot to talk about, and I'm gonna split it up into two fun topics for today's Greg Way vlog, where Snowbike Mike takes over. One, I want to talk about wrestling, because oh boy, your boy Snowbike Mike, of course, had dipped a toe into the wrestling world recently. Thank you to Greg Miller, my best friend Kevin A. Setz, and of course, acknowledge Amanda over on TikTok for kind of getting that snowball built and giving me a nice little light push down the hill to the point where I'm having a really good time with the WWE wrestling world. And I want to talk about wrestling because we're coming hot off of a brand new pay-per-view where, of course, our one and the only Greg Miller took over in Survivor Series. But I also want to talk about a big life announcement that I want to share with all of you. And so, you know, we pick a number one or two, three. Let's go with wrestling first so I can keep you on the hook to say, what's Mike's big life announcement? Is he moving? Is he giving up? Is he quitting? Is he retiring? Is he running away? We'll find out. But let's start off with wrestling. Of course, I want to talk about my journey and how much fun I've been having, kind of following and staying up to date with the WWE universe and getting to be exposed to these shows, this product, and how much fun I've been having. Because man, I wanna be straight up honest with all of you, coming out of Survivor Series War Games this weekend, I looked at my friend Kevin and I said, Kevin, this fucking rocked, and I had so much fun, and I've had a really good time this whole year, kind of, you know, being aware of and enjoying the WWE universe. And so on the Survivor Series side, gotta give Greg Miller his flowers. If you haven't seen it, Greg Miller on the pre-show was electric. He absolutely brought the juice and the fun to that pre-show that, of course, was cold out in the Chicago winter months. And I'll tell you what, it is awesome to see Greg shine, but it is really cool to watch the post-show with some great WWE faces that I'm, you know, learning about and getting to know. But most importantly, when Greg comes on, I think there's a different energy. If you're a sports fan similar to me, you'll know on College Game Day, it looks exactly like the WWE pre-show, but they've brought on Pat McAfee recently, and I think he brings a certain energy, this kind of bolt of fun to the broadcast, and that's what Greg did for Survivor Series and their pre-show, because I was having fun. I like Booker T, I like the guys and gals on the table. I think they always have a good conversation to get me excited about the big match, but there is a question as you get into 15, 30, 45 minutes of the pre-show before the big show that it's like, hey, it's kind of dragging or it's a little bit quieter. We need something. And man, oh man, I gotta give Greg Miller his flowers because he came on and took over the show. He was electric. Sure, it is Greg's segment where they're gonna ask him questions about Rhea Ripley and what he thinks about War Games going into tonight. But like, Greg brought a certain electricity that will always stick with me. I think a lot of you know that Greg has been a role model. He has been a hero, a big brother. He has been a very big figure in my life. And I model a lot of my on-camera abilities after him. I model my, you know, simply my life a lot after him. You're gonna get me teared up just thinking about that, jabroni. But what I really did appreciate was Greg stepped up, and something that Greg has always resonated with me is they bring you on, Mike, because they want you. They don't want a different version of you. They want you in the background. They want you. And Greg, the moment he hit that stage, absolutely brought it, right? He talked with the host. He got the crowd involved. He brought him to Chicago World. It was like really, really well done. And one thing I'm always blown away by with Greggy is how fast he can think on his feet and react and give you a fun, quick, like witty remark, right? I think something about me that you all know is I'm pretty slow, I'm pretty dumb, and I'm not that fast and fun. And I'm always blown away by people like Greg. Andy does it sometimes where he's really funny, but Anthony Carboni is another one where they're just quick, right? You say something and they quickly serve it right back at you with something even better. And that's what Greg did. He brought the energy, he got the crowd involved, and man oh man, I loved his appearance and the energy that that was then brought into this War Games Survivor Series was awesome. I mean, oh my God. Have you jabronis seen this? For fans out there that aren't wrestling fans, bear with me because I got to talk about wrestling. Have y'all jabronis seen this? They put two rings next to one another, attached essentially. Then they surround it by a giant fence cage. That shit's crazy, right? So they're battling between two different rings. They got the women climbing up on top of the cage, jumping off of it, elbowing each other, beating them down. Crazy. Great show all in all. It was really, really cool to see the women's division sign. Shout out to Damage Control. I love those girls. But of course, shout out to Becky Lynch, the man, because she's my number one. And so that was a really fun match. I enjoyed the three matches in the middle. I don't like that now there's two rings, but we only use one ring and the cage goes away. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But you know what? The three matches were good. We got to see Rhea Ripley. She continues to hold on to the title, which I love. We got to see the LWO and what's kind of happening with that with Rey Mysterio and that storyline. Of course, that jabroni now has definitely turned heel, and he's a bad dude, and he's a good-looking bad dude. I like that jabroni. I don't know his name, but I like that jabroni. One sec. Hey, Cool Greg, what's that jabroni's name that was beating up on Rey Mysterio but having fun at that? Escobar or something? You know his name. I think it's Escobar. I think it's something Escobar. And then after that, they had an, oh my God, Gunther. He's out here slapping man meat with The Miz. Shout out to The Miz. The Miz, electric. Miz, he's a dope dude. Then of course the finale with Randy Orton and the squad. What a fun time. What a great experience. And I left that pay-per-view going, man, I really enjoyed that, and I've actually enjoyed the WWE Universe. As someone who wasn't really into it, I've been having a fun time. So I just wanted to start off with, like, that's been hot on my mind. It's been such a big weekend from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving football to college football with rivalry week. I mean, it's been a crazy week of just fun, awesome stuff to watch and enjoy. If you're a football fan, holy cow, did you see that Auburn game with the Iron Bowl where the guy pushed him at the end, caught the ball to win? That was nuts. That was insane. Michigan beat Ohio State. I freaking hate Ohio State. Florida State stays undefeated even with the backup quarterback heading in to the college national championship playoffs, whatever. That's crazy storyline. You got Oregon up there undefeated. You got Washington. This is a crazy, crazy weekend of sports and just fun. So I want to give a big shout out to that. Shout out to Greg. Shout out to the wrestling world. Great weekend. Now, we have another one, fun one to talk about. Your boy Snowbike Mike has a life update for all of you. As many of you know, I took a chance. I accepted my dream job here at Kinda Funny last year in October, and the goal was to move me down here. I guess I accepted the role a long time ago, but now we finally moved. And so, you know, it was saying goodbye to family and friends up in Tahoe, and what's gonna happen, where will Mike go, what's the dealio? And so now I'm happy to say that we have completed one full year here in San Francisco, and I have a brand new life update for all of you. As many of you know, this is my dream job. I'm happy here. I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm trying to get more creative and thoughtful on the content. I'm trying to grow as a human being in front of all of you. And I'm trying to just have fun. Most importantly, I'm trying to have fun because I want to have fun. I want the team to have fun. I want the content to be fun so the audience, all of you out there, will have fun. And then hopefully one day when Tim allows me to just break free of these shackles and these four walls, we all can have fun together, because that's what I'm really looking forward to, is when we all can be together and having fun, because I miss that and I want that. But I have a very special fun life update for all of you. Of course, after one full year here in San Francisco, I'm happy to say that I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. I have traveled a lot. I mean, you can't point at the California coastline and think that I haven't been there, because I have gone up and down the coast, traveling, sightseeing, stopping off at different beach towns, awesome little cities, spots, cafes, whatever. You know, I've seen a lot, and I can't wait to see more. There's so many more spots I have circled, but for one dude all by himself on a Saturday morning, I feel like I've seen a lot, and I'm really happy about that. But when I look back on the year, I've been pleased with everything. I miss my family. Shout out to my mom and dad and my little brother. I miss you all. I miss all of you watching and listening over on Patreon. I really cannot wait to be around the community again. I mean, thank you to so many of you. When I look back on the year that we had, you know, we were down at the Fonda Theater for As Dusk Falls live event where all of you came out. That was dope. We went to Summer Game Fest where I got to see a number of you. We went to Mania. We got to see a number of you. Where else have I seen jabronis? I've seen y'all all around. And so, you know, it's been nice, but I miss you. And I cannot wait to hang out with you and get to chill with you. And so now, we finish out the year, and I think you know where I'm going because I've been teasing you and also like not getting to it, and I've been having fun taking left and right turns. But I am happy to say that after one full year here in San Francisco, I plan on staying and returning, and so I'm very excited for another full year of fun with the gang here in the spare bedroom, inside the studio, making new, fun, awesome content. I think this year we learned a lot. I think this year we hit the ground running really fast. We opened up the doors, we turned on the lights, and we just started, right? And I think a lot of the team, we got the motor running, we got the wheels turning, and I think by the end of the year, you started seeing us really firing off and like learning and growing and trying. And I think next year, now that we're finally settled in and we understand what the day-to-day looks like, I really think that the content, I know, it's not a think, I know the content, and I know the fun will be even bigger, better, and badder, because it's just been a great year of learning and growing, and now next year allows us endless opportunities, and I think hopefully you all think that in the content, because that's what we want to do for all of you. But I am happy to say that I'm going to stay for another year. And what does that mean for Snowbike Mike? Well, that means a new place. I want to first off say thank you to Kevin and Paula for opening up their arms, opening up their home, and allowing me a very safe, awesome, great space to land in. It was the perfect stepping stone into a new life, a new chapter in my book here in San Francisco. And I will always be thankful for both of them for what they did, allowing me, you know, to rent out that room and be in a really fun, safe environment that was close to work, close to my friends, Roger, one of my best friends, of course, Kevin Asex, and everybody else. It was really, really great. And so I am happy to say that now, your boy Snowbike Mike has a new place. And I am excited to spread my wings a little bit more, have a little more space, have an opportunity to stream more and just continue to, you know, grow and experience new things in San Francisco. So my big thing that I wanted to share with all of you is we look at 2024 and we say, hey, we're here, we're doing it. And I think the big one right now is I'm finally get to move into a new place starting off this month and into next month. And it is exciting, it's scary, it's nerve-wracking, it's fun, because I have to say goodbye to Kevin and Paula, who took such great care of me, but at the same time, I get to say hello to a new space. And as many of you know, I freaking love interior design. I love decorating, I love moving. I like the act of packing things up, moving them across the country, the state, wherever, the city. And I like unpacking and building out new spaces. And so the new place has a lot of space for me to unpack and spread out. And most importantly, I am excited to see how I decorate, where I put things. What would the living room look like? What would my bedroom look like? Oh snap, Snowbike Mike, once again, has his own streaming room. And so what will the streaming space look like? You know, I tell Kevin and Paula this every single day, that I'm so thankful for them, and they were open to me, still streaming and having fun. And I think this year, I wouldn't say I took my foot off the pedal, I was just a little more hesitant on streaming all the time, because if you know me, I like to get loud, I like to have fun with my friends, I like to stream for a long time. And in that home, I didn't want to impact others. I didn't want to impact Kevin and Paul. I didn't want to impact Joey. I didn't want to be loud at all hours of the night. And so now I'm very excited to have my own space to be able to stream late into the night, and most importantly, craft a new look, a new space. And I think it's going to be great for me. I think it's going to be really good for me. I'm excited for that. And it's been something that's been on my mind for a little bit now. Home searching, the opportunity to go out and apply for new places is scary. It's fun. It's exciting to me. I did enjoy all the home tours that I took. I did enjoy traveling from, you know, spot to spot, city to city, checking out different places. I enjoyed that because between you and I don't have a lot going on. I need a friend or a girlfriend ASAP, but it was awesome, that whole experience. And then, of course, nerve-wracking to apply and maybe be rejected or then be approved and then go, okay, well, now what do I got to do? So we were right here. Your boy Mike is about 50 steps away from the finish line, and I am just so excited to leap and get there. If I could right now, I would message these people and say, give me the gosh darn key. I'm ready to move now because I'm so excited. And it's crazy that, like, a lot of my life now looks at that. The past week, all I can think about is, here's the finish line, just get me there. And I wish I could fast forward time, but I can't. So I have to enjoy these moments now. Just kind of chill and know that the finish line will be there, then you can start again. But I wanted to, you know, peel back the curtain and let you all know what's going on in my life, because I like these daily Greg Wade vlogs where Greg can share pieces of his life. He can talk with all of you. For me, I've always wanted it to be my own personal travel vlog, if I could, where over the weekends I take you to cool places and show you all the fun spots that I like to go to and see here in California, because I love adventuring. I love seeing new things. And so my adventures are put on pause for right now. I'm excited to go move, and I cannot wait to show you all the new space. So if you've been wondering what the hell is Snow White Mike up to, that's what I've been up to. That's what I'm excited for. And that's a little life update. So that's been your Greg Wade vlog for this beautiful Tuesday in November. I most importantly want to say thank you to all of you for your support on Patreon. Thank you for watching and enjoying the content. Whether you're listening, watching, maybe you pick and choose the content that you want, thank you. On behalf of myself and the whole team of just 11 human beings, thank you so, so much for giving us a chance to be a small part of your lives. I hope that the content is fun. I hope you like it. If you don't like it or you want something different, reach out. Let us know in the new survey. I want to hear your feedback. I want to adjust and be better for all of you. And most importantly, I want to have fun with all of you. And I'm looking forward to 2024 having a ton of fun, because 2023 was a great, exciting new chapter in the book. And 2024 is going to be just like that. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. So thank you for putting up with me talking about wrestling. People's elbow. You think I could wrestle? That's how I'm going to end this. Do you think that Snowbike Mike could get in the ring and wrestle? Mind you, I just ran an impromptu half marathon. Keep that in the back of your mind. You think I can take a bump from Big Woods? Let me know. But thank you all so much for being here. I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Let me know in the comments down below what you're thankful for, what the vibe is for 2024 as you head into it. And call up your mom, call up your dad, call up somebody that you love. It doesn't matter who it is. And just tell them you're thinking about them and you care, okay? Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you when I see you. Tomorrow, Greg will be back. So have fun with Greg.